This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, he promised her a rose garden. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. If she supports you through medical school and you promise to always take care of her, who wins when it all falls apart? Gloria and Dallin were married while Dallin was finishing undergraduate studies at Brigham Young University. Gloria worked as the primary financial provider for the couple and claims that she and Dallin entered into a binding contract under which she agreed to support him through medical school in exchange for his promise to support her once he became a doctor. But after Dallin finished medical school, he decided while Gloria was still working, the marriage wasn't, and the couple separated. Gloria filed for divorce and sued Dallin for breach of contract. The court that first heard the case found for Dallin, but Gloria appealed, and the court ruled that contracts negotiated in good faith between spouses are enforceable, even if they're not in writing. Dallin argued that all pillow talk will cease for fear that binding contracts are being entered into. But Gloria's case will go forward, and when the Hippocratic Oath becomes the Hippocritic Oath, it's a bitter pill for all. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.